When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everybody and welcome to your latest edition of Redmen Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Tuesday the 21st of November and yeah, it is still an international break, but we are very much coming towards the end of it. Thank God, a lot of people will most probably say, and I will be one of them because yeah, getting the Reds back and it's a big old game to come back to as well. Obviously Manchester City at the Etihad, just a point behind them heading into the break. So yeah, really interesting fixture for the Reds and one that could go along way to sort of showing us just exactly what we are all about this season. But I'm going to run through some of the latest news in the world of Liverpool today, and we begin with a report from Football Transfers which has claimed that Liverpool have a plan to award Jurgen Klopp and Virgil van Dijk with a new contract extension as their future project is revealed. Now, where to start with this one, of course, is there is absolutely no two ways about the fact that they both deserve new contracts, of course. I think we both love them to have new deals. Jurgen Klopp in particular, obviously his deal currently runs out in 2026, Virgil van Dijk in 2025. So there's not a necessity to give them new deals right now, but I think given the upturn in form of Virgil van Dijk, I think it's all pretty clear to see that he is very much back to his best so far this season. His recent performance against Brentford was absolutely phenomenal. So he definitely deserves it. And Jurgen Klopp likewise. Like, I think we'd all like him to stick around at the football club forever if it was possible. So if there was a world in which you can give them both new deals, I think Liverpool should be all over it. And this report claims that a plan has been put in place to ensure that Jurgen Klopp and Virgil van Dijk both sign new contracts at Liverpool Football Club, and they understand that the Reds are hoping to ensure the long-term future of the club legends while they are anticipating the possible departure of Mohamed Salah to the Pro League in 2024. So yeah, we won't spend too long dwelling on that last topic necessarily, but yeah, yeah, like I mentioned, both Klopp and Van Dijk would be, they're absolutely essential to this football club, quite frankly. The manager and the new captain, of course, and their performances, their time at Liverpool has just been absolutely phenomenal pretty much since they both arrived. So I think Liverpool 2.0 is in very safe hands under Jurgen Klopp. He looks reinvigorated, he looks re-energised, he looks like he's up for the fight once again. And there's been times in the not too distant past whereby I've looked at him and gone, I'm not too sure how long you're going to be Liverpool Football Club for, just because he's looked tired, he's looked a little bit dejected in the past. He'd probably be the first to say that himself, but as I say, right now he looks very much ready to go again, and he's got a side that are ready to go again, he's got a squad that are ready to go again, and look like we could be challenging on all fronts. So who knows, hopefully in the coming weeks or indeed months, Klopp does decide that the time he's happy to stay on Merseyside, happy to stay at Liverpool, because I think we'd all be delighted if he was to extend his stay even longer. Likewise Virgil van Dijk, I think question marks have been raised about his form, if he will ever get back to his best following on from that horrific injury, but he certainly looks to be. And you know, the age factor is of course a factor. He's not a spring chicken anymore, it's fair to say, but central defenders go on for a long old time, and his prime was kind of cut short in a way by that injury mentioned. He missed a lot of football because of that, but he, like I say, very much looks like he's back to his brilliant best. And when you look down at Chelsea and the likes of Thiago Silva, you know, I'm not necessarily saying Van Dijk will do that, but Thiago Silva obviously 39 and still very much performing for Chelsea in the Premier League. So Van Dijk feels sort of akin to that and the type of player who could do something very similar. So from Liverpool point of view, I certainly hope that we can tie those two down, and indeed Mohamed Salah potentially, and there's also the conversation around Trent Alexander-Arnold's contract, because that also expires in 2025. So Liverpool will have more than one eye on that situation, you would imagine. And Liverpool also reportedly have one eye on Sporting defender Gonçalo Inácio, another name has been spoken about quite a lot ever since the summer, really. There's loads of reports linking Liverpool with the Portuguese international all summer long. He's a left back, he plays centre half, he's left footed, so he kind of fits the profile of what Liverpool were wanting to do. And the latest report from Team Talk claims that Liverpool are plotting a January swoop for the defender, and that would complete a 2-year mission, according to this report. It says Inácio is re-emerging as a January defender target for Liverpool as Jurgen Klopp seeks new defensive partner for Virgil van Dijk, but the Reds will be forced to pay up. And it says that sources say that Inácio is now sharply in focus and the possibility of a January move for him is high. Sporting do not want to sell, but they may have their hands tied if the release clause is met, and that release clause is around the £52.5 million mark. There are other clubs also dealing quite heavily with Inácio, one of which is Manchester United. So quite a sought after footballer, and no surprise given the fact, like I say, he's a regular Portugal international now. He's been starring for Sporting for quite some time, and again, he fits a quite a unique profile of footballer, in so much as he's a defender who can operate both as a left back and a centre back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, interesting one from a Liverpool standpoint. I think his style and his position was sort of exactly what we needed, and probably still do need, really, because we've all seen Andy Robertson, when fit, do the left-sided centre-back job when Trent goes into midfield and do it quite well, I think it's fair to say. He's obviously now not fit. Tsimikas is less sort of successful in doing that job, I think it's fair to say. There's a young lad, Luke Chambers, who can do it quite well, but it does feel like Liverpool will need into the market at some point for that type of player, and definitely a defender most certainly, because we all know we're in the final 12 months of Joel Matip's contract now, and he's been really good this season, but it still doesn't look like we're going to give him a new deal. Ibu Konate, I think, is an outstanding footballer. Can't keep him fit for 8, 9, 10 games on the spin, so you can't rely on him all the time. Joe Gomez, he's become more of a versatile squad option now for Liverpool, in so much as he plays right back, he plays centre back, he can actually play left back a little bit. We've seen that in recent weeks. So yeah, Liverpool will have to enter the market for a proper out and out defender at some point, I imagine. The Inácio links continue, the Hincapié links were before that, Mark Gahey's been linked as well at Crystal Palace, so I think it's one to keep an eye on. Inácio would probably be top of that little trio of footballers for me personally, but again, it remains to be seen. And the £52.5 million release clause is within Liverpool's wheelhouse, and Liverpool like release clauses as well. Like, there's a very uncomplicated style deal to be done. So yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if you kept hearing more reports about him, or indeed if Liverpool did make a move, even in January, but most definitely next summer. Just finally, I wanted to give you a quick rundown of some of the injuries and the international stuff that's been going on, because Liverpool players have been thriving on international duty. We've had Mohamed Salah scoring 4, Ben Doak got an assist for the Scotland under-21s, Dom Szoboszlai sent his team Hungary to next summer's Euros with 2 goals. Cody Gakpo and Virgil van Dijk both qualified with Holland as well. It's been a real success story of an international break, really. Harvey Elliott scored for the 21s. There's been positive news stories everywhere. Luis Diaz in South America, Darwin Nunes likewise scoring for Hungary, and Alexis McAllister as well for Argentina playing. So again, loads of positives. But the South Americans are in focus right now because they are still playing at the time of recording. They've got games to come, which would likely mean that they probably won't be back on Merseyside until Thursday morning at the earliest. There is a chartered flight of South Americans travelling back from the continent to Merseyside, and it's likely there might be a couple of Manchester City players on that same flight, as I was told by Neil Jones this morning. So that'd be an interesting trip, I think it's fair to say, ahead of Saturday. But on the injury front, Curtis Jones should be back involved after he's been absent for a little while. Ryan Gravenberch likewise. Neil did also tell me it would likely be very tight as to whether Canati would be back, because the French Football Federation said he would miss 2 weeks, which is exactly the time frame of the international break. Joe Gomez is more up for debate in terms of whether he'll be back. It was described as a minor injury, but there's been no sort of time frame given on him. I think it would be a positive to have him back involved in the squad. Whether he'd feature or not from the start is a different conversation. And the aforementioned Alexis McAllister will be back from suspension, having featured on international duty. To keep him ticking over a little bit of match minutes could be no bad thing after he missed the Brentford game. So yeah, really interesting week coming up. Like I say, I think getting those South American lads back as quickly as possible Thursday morning would be handy, because you're only 48 hours removed from the Manchester City game at the Etihad, because of course Liverpool play at 12:30 after an international break, because we always do. Yeah, just to recap then on the news, Liverpool reportedly have a plan in place to tie Virgil van Dijk and Jurgen Klopp both down to new deals. Let's hope that is correct. And Liverpool are also reportedly planning a swoop for Portugal international Gonçalo Inácio. And as I mentioned earlier, there have been loads of successful stories around the international break when it comes to Liverpool players, and Curtis Jones and Ryan Gravenberch should both be back involved on the weekend, whilst it remains to be seen whether Ibu Konate and Joe Gomez will make it in time. Anyway, that's all the news. If you want to get more from Redmen TV, make sure you use the code BITESIZE on redmenplus.com. You'll get 50% off 2 months' worth of Captain subscription. You'll get analysis, opinions, documentaries, news, experts, journos, and all the matchday content you could ever want right there, all in one place. So go over there and get it done. And until next time, take it easy and up the Reds.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.